Welcome, Debbie. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Lou?
Good. Everybody, if you just tuned in, this is Louis the Laser Guy with National Laser Institute, our weekly show about the $16 billion booming medical aesthetics and med spa industry. That, Debbie, it's on so much fire that last year, Debbie, Coca-Cola grew at 3%, and Allergan, the creator of Botox and cold sculpting, grew at 12%, 400% faster. Like, the market's on fire, and you've been in it for how many years now?
I've been doing it about 14, 15 years.
Wow, 15 years. So I just want to talk about your journey, because you've got this incredible story. Let's go back to high school days or college days. Like, just kind of give me the evolution of how your life flowed up until you started doing cosmetic lasers, like the behind the scenes, before the scenes.
Okay. Well, high school, of course. I grew up in LA.
California girl, yeah?
Yeah. And then we kind of joke about it. I'm one of those. I went to college.
Okay.
It took me 5 years to get my AA.
Okay, but you didn't finish college or no?
No, I never did.
Okay,
I just was not a student.
You got 2-year degrees.
Yeah.
Good for you. There you go, girl. I like you. You took your time. That's okay.
I did.
What were you studying?
This is the funny part. I was kind of into psychology and stuff.
Okay.
And now, fast forward, being in lasers, when people have their clothes off and they're laying on
your
bed, they tell you everything. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so after the college days, then what was jobs and boys? What was going on there?
Yeah, I got married pretty young. For these days, it's
okay.
Young.
Okay.
I got married at 22
wow, really?
And had a couple kids who are now 32 and 35.
Wow.
Old kids now.
You look amazing.
I'm a grandma.
Yeah. You're a grandma?
I'm
How
a grandma.
Old are you?
I am 59,
oh
almost
my God,
60.
I got you some sugar. Wow.
Scary. Well, thanks to lasers.
All right, so you had kids at a young age, married.
I did, and I didn't really work. I was lucky that I got to stay home with them and raise them.
Okay.
And then as they got a little bit older, I got into art, and I became a welder and a glass blower.
A welder?
Yeah.
Wait, the girl who's a cosmetic laser tech was a welder?
I was.
Wow. Welding what?
Art stuff,
okay,
you know,
fun.
Real fun.
Fun.
Yeah, fun,
okay.
Fun stuff. And then got into the glass blowing thing and incorporated.
Hold on. Welding and glass blowing? Oh my goodness gracious. I mean, what does glass blowing even mean? What is that?
It's so fun. It's actually a very ancient art.
Uh-huh.
But
is that like making a vase or what's
Yeah,
that
we made vases. Have you ever heard of Dale Chihuly?
Okay.
Like at the Bellagio in Vegas, those
fancy
big
things in the ceiling.
Yeah. We made stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was really fun. I did that for about 8 years. I was really into it.
Okay.
But again, funny enough, it's torch, it's heat, and then it evolved into heat with lasers.
So welder, torch blower, and then what?
And then when my kids were in college, I thought it's time to get a real job, even though I was
You had a tough life event, didn't you? Like
I did.
Tough life event.
Yeah, my first husband was killed in an accident, actually. He was right after we moved here. We moved to Arizona, and 6 weeks afterwards, he was killed in an accident.
So just devastating time of life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was really hard. My kids were only 7 and 10.
Yeah, did you just want to crawl in your bed and just not live life, or what was
Yeah, but
life?
You can't do that when you have kids. You got to keep them going.
How did you get up and keep going and pursue jobs and relationships and friends? And how did you go forward, you know?
I was very lucky to have the support of really good friends,
okay.
Most of whom I became family, and
okay.
I'm still friends with after
okay.
all this time. And, you know, it was tough. But again, when you have kids to focus on, that's what I did. I just had to keep them straight and narrow and keep them happy.
Okay, so you want to chase a new passion. You were an artist. You want to chase a new... How do you stumble into medical aesthetics?
It was crazy. I totally got into it by accident. But to be honest with you, I came from a very hairy family.
A very hairy family, really?
Yeah, my dad was that hairy guy at the...
Like Italian?
Oh my God, at the beach. No, Jewish.
Right.
Mediterranean
right.
Jew.
Just a lot of hair.
He was so hairy, and guess who got it? Thanks, Dad. So, you know, I was always into waxing. You know, I grew up in L.A. You had to keep...
Yeah,
take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was kind of drawn to the business, to all about hair removal.
So did you become like a customer? Or?
Well, I did. I kind of, yeah, for sure. I was coming here for lasering. And then I was like,
so you were getting laser hair removal treatments on yourself at a med spa.
Since I was 16, I was all about removing
hair.
Okay,
got it. Okay.
Whichever way I could.
Okay.
And when lasers came into the picture.
So you started this
yeah.
business as a consumer.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And I loved it. And I was really interested in it. And then as I aged, you know, mm-hmm. the whole anti-aging stuff is what just, I mean, to this day, I love
all the anti-aging.
So you're
getting treatments done. And one day you just say to yourself, I want to be a provider. I want to be in this business.
Yeah.
And you got trained, got educated, and learned all the devices.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it for 14 years now.
Yeah, and I love coming to work every day.
So what, at the med spa, over the 14 years, like what types of services you provide? Tell the world.
Everything. We do photo facials, hair reduction, of course.
Okay, photo facials for like the age spots, the sun damage, broken capillaries, all the skin stuff.
I just did my arm. I'm in the process of moving
awesome.
Again.
I love it. You treat yourself too.
I love it. Yeah, why not? Yes, photo facials get rid of age spots, sunspots, awesome. You know, stuff like that. Growing up in LA with a convertible, you can reverse a lot of damage.
So photo facials and the hair removal, you said, what are the types of treatments?
We do, cellulite treatments.
Awesome.
All the anti-aging stuff, acne treatments.
Oh, you make acne go away? Acne zits or scars or what?
Yeah, both. Okay, okay. All of the above. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal.
Do you work on stretch marks over the years too? Or make those go
stretch
away?
Stretch marks are awesome
too. Like post-pregnancy or weight loss? Or
surgical scars. Right. It can be chicken pox scars, surgical scars, acne scars. Right. There's so many lasers.
Any tightening treatments you do? Or?
Sure. Oh yeah, skin tightening.
What kind of body parts do you tighten the skin on?
Everything.
I love
it. Around the knees.
Really?
To, the upper arms. Everybody hates that area.
Okay.
Abs, little butt action.
And what's your personal favorite treatment to provide to somebody else? And what do you like to get in yourself too? I'm just curious.
Well, the hybrid fractionals are to me the bomb.
For you or for the customer?
Both.
Okay, yeah, what's a hybrid fractional laser?
A hybrid fractional actually does everything. It rebuilds collagen, it tightens, it firms, it shrinks your pores. It helps with those sunspots, those age spots, everything.
Awesome.
It does it all.
Awesome. So you've seen probably thousands of customers over the years coming to you for anti-aging, probably from 20 to 80. And what's the most rewarding thing for you as you're providing these services to these customers?
Well, it's nice to give people their self-confidence back. It's nice to make people realize everybody's their own worst enemy. And sometimes people see things that I'm like, don't even talk about it. Nobody will notice that until you bring it up. You know what I mean? But you can actually make people feel better about themselves. And, the whole acne thing and scarring and surgical scars, too. People that have had maybe
speaking of the acne thing, I don't know if you remember, Debbie, I had an assistant many years ago named Mary Berry. And Mary Berry had a daughter, and I think her name was Chelsea or Kelsey, and she had like acne so bad that her grades in school went from A's and B's to D's and F's. She stopped going to class. She didn't want her friends to see her. I went to a barbecue at their house once, and I'm all, where's your kiddo? And she was locked in the room because she didn't want her family and friends to see the acne. So we brought her into my med spa. We gave her like 9 treatments of this technology device. Her skin was so cleared up. She was so flying high, so confident, self-esteem. I mean, boys were texting her. She's back in school. I mean, it changed her life. So it's not about just beauty. It's about rebuilding and feeling good, right?
Totally. Yeah. I have a lot of clients like that, and it does. It makes you feel good that you can do that to them.
Right. So for those that don't know, you are my relationship. We've known each other for 20-something years here, right?
Yeah.
And Debbie became such an amazing cosmetic laser tech, and I've known her forever. I stole her, and she's now an instructor at National Laser Institute. And I'm so grateful that you work here, Debbie, because the students rave about you. They love to be in the training with you. But tell me your perception of when you're meeting these students. When I say a student, let's say whether it's a physician, a nurse, an esthetician, a cosmetologist, or a welder, a glass blower, a career changer, what kind of vibe are you hearing from them? Let's say you meet them on day one, they're just starting the class, you know, and then the very end of the class, are they nervous and scared at first? And how does it evolve for the students you teach?
It's actually really fun to watch. It's the same story every time we start a class, which is every month. They do. They come in and they're sitting in their classroom setting and they're nervous. They're kind of, they're ready to get their hands on.
But
they're
scared.
Excited.
I get it. Yeah.
Anxious, but scared, but excited at the same time.
Right.
And
they have no experience,
them,
right?
Yeah. Most of them have never touched a laser.
Right.
And they start on Saturdays. Usually their clinicals, and then by Wednesday I tell them you're gonna act like you own the med spa. They walk around like I got this, and then by the end of their course they're crying because they don't want to leave.
It's awesome, it's really cool.
So
they start off scared shitless, but the end of the course they're like, I got this, comfortable, confident, I can do this.
Yeah, totally.
People ask me all the time. I was on a TV interview in Dallas, Texas a couple weeks ago, and they said, Lewis, what's the most rewarding part about the business for you? And I said, the fact that somebody can change their career, do something totally different, learn a new skill set, and after a 2-week boot camp training program, go out there and land a job at a med spa, start a business, work for a doctor, and change their life and just be killing it. I mean, I feel good. I love that.
Yeah.
Because college to me, it was 5 years, Debbie. My dad paid $100,000. I'm, okay, great education, but I'm waiting on tables afterwards. So, okay, but like a two-week education and change your life and change your, it's kind of cool, right?
It's nuts. It is. It's awesome. And that's what I always say to the kids, you know, when they're in their, it's they're learning a lot.
Right,
and
right. But some of these kids, students, are 50, 60, 70, yeah. right? So, I mean, we meet students, the 20-year-olds, we meet the 70-year-olds.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, people say, what's the average age of somebody coming to cosmetic laser tech? Yeah, there's a lot of people in their 20s and 30s, but there's so many midlife changes. Like, I just got a divorce, a new career, I moved out from my husband. I want something for myself. I want to be the best version of me, right?
Yeah, always. I mean, I've taught students older than I am, and, you know, I love...
Older than you, Debbie? I'm just joking. I'm teasing. You look great. Okay, so words of wisdom, Debbie. From people out there exploring the world of medical aesthetics as a possible career change, they're checking out cooking schools and graphic design schools and nursing schools, and why might somebody consider the med spa industry? What do you think?
Well, it's growing so much. I mean, you know, lasers are our future. And it's just fun. It's very rewarding. It's financially rewarding too, which is a bonus to me.
Sure.
Because as much as I enjoy it, sometimes at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, that was even better when I see, you know, the money I'm making doing it as well.
Well, I love your story. I love your journey. I love the fact that you've gone through life craziness and crisis and bounced back and done what's right for the kids and family and chasing your passions and dreams and remarried and happy and about to be a grandma, I heard. Twins coming or something like that, grandkids?
Identical twin boys coming, like as we speak.
So exciting. Well, congratulations, my
dear.
Great story. Love it.
Thanks.